Kia ora koutou, and welcome to another episode of South Pacific Muscle. It's been a very, very long time away from the mic. How you been, Mike?
Yeah, pretty good, man.
Yep.
We filmed that real short clip on the Friday night before Tournament of Champions. Yep. And you never put it up, so I figured that was it.
I really, honestly, I've kind of been doing other stuff, but when you put that comment on Instagram the other day and said, I think Nate's lost the love, I was like, absolutely haven't, 100%. Really enjoying training and stuff at the moment, but I'm very time poor, so I've been working. I've just finished doing some work now. Hey, you're looking all...
come on, what's up with my camera?
Dirty fingerprint on it.
I don't know. What's going on with that?
Yeah. So, yeah, I've just been very, very busy with stuff outside of the gym, which has
been nice.
It actually is. It really is. And I'll show you some of the stuff I've been up to a bit later. But as for you, you're full steam into the Nationals. How far out are we now, man? I've even lost track of that.
Well, 6 days.
Cool. So we're into prep week officially tomorrow-ish. Good times. Must be good.
Funny you talk about that being into other things. I've really started to notice, I know it happens, but I've started to notice I've got nothing else. You've got nothing else to talk about. I'm thinking about nothing else. I'm really boring to have a conversation with. I'm sitting down at work with people, and I've got a little bit of the energy because I really came down hard before tournament. Oh, shit, it's my camera again. I might have to switch cameras. I really came down hard before Tournament of Champions. And I figured I didn't need to be much leaner. It wasn't much leaner to get, and that would kind of happen naturally. So my calories have been about sort of 700 or 800 higher. So I've had heaps of energy, been cruising around, like really efficient and you know, effective at work. It's been really good.
Nice.
But I have got nothing. Like, I have a conversation with someone, and I'm like, I'm trying to think. I think of something else. Don't talk about bodybuilding. But I got nothing else going on in my life, you know.
Honestly, that's why I look at Stuff and the Herald, just so I'm, you know, still in touch with the outside world when I'm in that kind of last 8 weeks of dieting is just, tunnel vision. But I try to remain kind of relevant to have a conversation with everyday people that don't lift or anything. And as much as it's quite painful too when you're at that point of prep because you really don't care. You do fall out of touch. And conversely, coming out the other side, it's been a bit of an experience, to be honest, because, you know, as you know, I dieted for 15 odd months and I found it really difficult to adjust to being a normal everyday person. And I went to an amazing house party for friend's 50th. So, it was a really good night, but it was the first night I hadn't gone home from the gym. You know, I live 30, 40 minutes from the gym, gone home, eaten meals, gone to bed. And I've stayed out and went, I don't have to be home. I don't have to have a meal. I can grab something at the supermarket. And then decided I wasn't going to go home and ended up staying in town. And then went back the next day and got my car and didn't really eat till lunchtime. And I was like, started to get a bit anxious on it. And then I thought, just go with it. And I had a really good time, but it was weird. And I told a few people during the night, I'm like, I'm really finding this unusual, having a great time, but fuck, it's weird when you go from having such structure and such routine in your day to just whatever's happening next is happening next.
So, you know, I love my wife, but she likes to organise shit that just doesn't need organised.
Do I hear it? Oh, we're recording here, so let's tell a nation about your wife.
We've got, our house is relatively new. We've got Ethernet ports and every... There goes my camera again. It's me that's not tech savvy, eh? Let's go to, let's try that one.
I like how when we're having tech problems, you get to blame your wife. Is that a standard thing that I can apply in my relationship?
So we've got Ethernet ports in every room, but none of them are hooked up. And like, I go to look at the box with all the, you know, plugs and things, and it looks like the Starship Enterprise, eh? I got no clue. So she's decided to take it on herself to shift some things around and get everything working. Now nothing works. So I can't hardwire in. So I'm on Wi-Fi again.
Okay.
And you know how all the issues I had with the Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
So we'll just have to kind of, you know, roll with it until until I find out what she's done and fix it.
Good times. It's been a bit bizarre coming out the other side, but let's have a bit of a look and see where you're at and where I'm at. So I'll pop up some Instagrams because you're actually posting. I noticed you must be in prep because you're posting lots.
Well, yeah. Every now and then I get a good photo. I take a video and I can get a screenshot that looks all right. My old training partner, Josh, hit me up and goes, oh, so what about afterwards? You know, what are you going to do? I'm going, look, I'm looking forward to not having to worry about food or training, but it's impossible to do sort of 20 weeks and then all of a sudden flip the switch and go, you know, I'm just going to eat three times a day or I'm not going to think about food. He was sort of sympathizing too. He was injured and he was going, yeah, I still, after 3 hours, kind of going, oh, I should be eating. The guilt kind of kicks in.
Yeah, this, you know, I kind of been looking at myself thinking I'm not too far out of shape. And then I see a photo like that and then I think, actually.
Well, I can never find, my post on there was I can't find a photo that I like. So I just posted five. I don't know. I don't know. Perhaps it's like, it might sound a bit funny if I say I don't think the photos do me justice. But I look in the mirror and I go, fuck, that looks pretty good. And then I try and get a picture of it and it just doesn't look the same. So
I've got to say that your selfie game is fucking abysmal. And so therefore it's actually fair to say that the photos don't do you justice. And I think that probably surprised a few people at the Tournament of Champions when people saw you. They were like, fuck, you're lean. And I don't think they realised quite how good a condition and how much muscle you've actually got, because your photos are fucking terrible on Instagram. So
when I was in Christchurch, I kind of you could see people kind of looking over.
Yep.
And not wanting to be kind of arrogant or anything, but you know, like I am tall, so I'm big, you know, I weigh 100 kilos and I'm pretty lean. And so sort of people kind of look, you know, out the corner of their eye, kind of taking a look and that sort of thing. So people were going, oh, you must be really pleased with Tournament of Champions. And I kind of went, yeah, I was, but I'm only as pleased about the Tournament of Champions as I was disappointed about Christchurch. I actually preferred my look in Christchurch. It's just the judges didn't. Yeah. So, I mean, I was flat, but I was drier and leaner. So, you know, I wasn't too disappointed with Christchurch because I kind of, you know, ticked all the boxes and came in the way I wanted to look. And as a first sort of experiment with me and Kurt, we were sort of conservative in our carb up. And then the second time I wanted to go harder with the carbs and I did fill up a lot more, but I had a few digestive issues as well. So I couldn't get all my food down and there were a few issues around that. So we've had being 6 weeks in between and not really having to push low, like my energy level's been great. My training's been really good. And 2 weeks out, we kind of went, let's have a little bit of an experiment. And I just ate all the foods that I normally eat, but just doubled all the carbs in my meals for a couple of days, and that filled me out pretty nicely. We got a good idea of timing. My midsection kind of blew out a little bit, but what we're doing this time is going Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, fairly heavy carb up, and then Thursday, Friday, pulling it back. And that's assuming that I can pull it back and don't lose the plot, but that should bring my midsection back in and dry me back out again. So I'm pretty excited that Kurt and I have kind of come up with a plan that I'm hoping will sort of bring the best look to date.
Yeah. No, that's just cool. I just saw that photo again and I remember that, like, what a cool time that was, posing in front of the mirrors there and just clowning around with Danny and having some fun. It was good.
And Shane Hunter was saying, has anybody got a video of Nate and Mike pushing each other around on stage?
Oh, I'm trying to find that, man. Like, if someone has got that photography of Mike and I and the call outs and we're having a bit of a push and shove, we'd love to see it. It'd be gold. So that's you. And conversely, this is me. I went bowling today and lost to my daughter, which was pretty.
So she's got pretty good form there. Good follow through.
Honestly, she's never bowled without using the thing you roll a ball down. And she's absolutely so funny to watch, but anyway, cleaned up the boys, so the boys were struggled on that, but we got a bit of gun action in and all that kind of thing. So I've been doing stuff that I don't usually do. They'll be getting out, and you know, we kicked out down the beach the other day and all the rest of it. Spending a bit of time up at the hospital, my mom's in hospital, so just visiting her, and she's having a great time, conversely, because she's on ketamine. It's been on ketamine for 5 days. And I was, so now I get these texts from her saying that she's having a great day on a Special K. So highly amusing. So I've been spending a bit of time up there and planning for the new year when I no longer live in a house by myself anymore. So,
When's the show coming down?
Apparently next weekend.
Nice.
My mum had to tell me when it was. I'd forgotten. So, you know. I can't blame prep either. I'm just useless. So you've got that going on and looking at buying that house. So got a lot of stuff going on and work's been very, very busy. So, you know, lots of other stuff, but I've been training, just purposely not doing too much volume, sort of dialed it back a bit and just doing straight sets and things like that. And I'm nice and full and I like it. Yep.
On that training, I want to shout out to Sean King because I put the word out around the gym. I, in between the two shows, I wanted to do what I could about my arms and hamstrings and delts. You know, there's only so much you can do in 6 weeks, but with a few extra calories. And he's been training with me on hamstrings, delts, and arms, and my arms have sort of really filled out nicely. And so, he's been really pushing me through. I said to him the other day, hey, I really appreciate you training with me these 3 or 4 weeks. I couldn't do it all the time because I'm getting really sore. My joints and tendons are hurting, you know, because he's peak off season and way stronger than me, but it's been fantastic to kind of push me through. So shout out to him for helping me out in these last few weeks.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah. You're going to love when you get to that stage. It's like I just, things feel good. I'm not sore all the time. Moving some decent weights and feeling really, really full and kind of just enjoying it because I haven't had an off season for so long. Really just enjoying the training and still being mildly in shape. So you're gonna have a field day when you come out the other side into that, mate.
Well, like I said to you, they do the old transformation photos, you know, like the before and after where people lose heaps of weight. I thought what I'd do is take the after photo first and then eat my way to the before photo. Because my reverse diet's Christmas, you know, I just compete on the 18th of December. And then it's Christmas, and then I'm heading up to Auckland just before New Year's to see my brother and sister. And generally, there's a fair bit of beer and barbecue and things there. So my reverse diet might be a bit ugly.
Yes, it'll be fun though. You'll enjoy it, and you can always after you do a trifle and a massive pavlova, if you go and do some bicep curls, you'll have veins popping out of everywhere. Yeah. Hey, on that note. We should really lock this up because I know you've got some coaching to do. You got a new client coming on board, so I don't want to hold you up from that. But it is that time of year, so I guess season's greetings and all that to everyone out there. And make sure we have a safe summer, guys, and enjoy your Christmas. Don't be too pedantic about the diets, guys. 2 days is not going to change your world, but enjoy being with your family and friends and that, and stay safe. You want to jump?
Can I, before you sign off, do the shameless plug? Because got a new online client coming on, and I'm off season going to pick up a few clients. I'm not going to go nuts with it because I'm full time teaching and I have got a family. But I'm pretty keen on either doing sort of probably half a dozen online clients or maybe some in person ones at Olympic. So after some coaching, give us a shout.
Me, yeah, it'd be cool. And you know, like without being silly, and you know. Because we work together and we're friends, but you are, you know, a solid coach. So if someone wants a good solid coach, you got my recommendations, man. So on that note, guys, we will cut out and stay safe out there. We will touch base with you.
We'll try not to make it too long. We'll do the next one since it's been about 6 weeks or so.
I better get this house sorted out then, eh?